Our guest is someone that you recognize, Jared Fogle from Subway. Originally from where, Jared?
Indianapolis, Indiana. So I'm a Hoosier.
It's not
too far. So a good 6-hour drive from here, I guess, if I were to drive straight through. But yeah, these days I travel almost 200 days a year for Subway.
Wow.
All over the country and all over the world. So
how much of that is in what we call the stroke belt, which is where you are today in the unhealthy part of the world?
It's quite a bit. You do a lot, you know, through Tennessee, Virginia, the Carolinas, and... you know, you're absolutely right. Sometimes I think the message is even more important down here to get across, just the importance of making good, healthy choices. And obviously, you know, it's just trying to, whether it's adults or kids, you know, we're trying to battle the bulge is always there.
How long ago was it when we first saw you in those Subway commercials, you know, saying you lost all that weight? How much did you lose?
It was I lost 245 pounds total.
Wow. And that
and
was
that
how
was
long
about
ago?
About 15 years ago. So I've been in Subway now for almost 15 years. And this is my 15-year anniversary of losing the weight. So.
Well, happy anniversary.
Thank you. It has been, you know.
Almost happy birthday. It's a whole new you, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. It's funny. It's never easy. I mean, it's losing weight's one thing. And of course, you know, I ate the 2 Subway sandwiches every day off the low-fat menu. No mayonnaise, no oil, and no cheese. And I did all the vegetables, of course, and then the baked chips, and I did diet sodas or water, and that was my routine, and started walking a half hour a day too. But losing weight's one thing. You know, almost everybody can lose weight at some point in their life or another, but it's the keeping the weight off part that's so hard.
That's the difference between a diet and a lifestyle change.
It's true. And it's hard as Americans. You know, we live in a society where we want to have our cake and eat it too. You know, we don't like
cake.
We all like cake, but we don't like to sacrifice. You know, we sort of want to have it all. And unfortunately, when it comes to being healthy and being fit and in a good healthy weight, you know, that doesn't always go hand in hand. So it is a challenge. And I mean, it's always going to be a challenge. I still eat Subway several days a week. I don't eat it every single day anymore.
But portion size is always a thing. We're talking with Jared Fogle, who, of course, is famous for losing weight on the Subway diet. But keeping it off is what's impressive. I mean, every year that goes by to see you looking healthy and looking fit, thinking, wow, he is serious about this.
It is. And you have to, and it is a daily struggle. It's something that you have to think about every day. It doesn't just sort of happen. I mean,
well, if you look at any other, let's just pick some other restaurant that we have sit down with the cloth, you know, they bring you out a plate that
humongous
is enough
plate.
To feed three people.
Absolutely. Easily.
I mean, I used to say 2 people, but I can't say that anymore.
Yeah, it's almost 3 people. And I think you're absolutely right. Our serving sizes have gone off through the roof. You know, we live in a supersize mentality where, for 39 cents or 79 cents, you want to supersize it. But you're getting, you know, another 100 grams of fat or something. You know, so we've started that back in, you know, the late 80s, early 90s, I suppose. And it's just, it's not necessary. And I guess the thing is those other higher end restaurants too, there's no shame in taking doggy bag home. Just because it's put in front of you doesn't mean it's a single serving. Doesn't mean that you need to finish the entire amount of food.
Well, my wife and I will often split an entree.
Absolutely.
Because that makes sense.
Yes.
But it also makes sense, like you're talking about, to when you get the plate of food, to look at it and just right then and there.
Absolutely. Just take half.
Cut it in half, push half of it to the other side and say, that's tomorrow.
Yep.
I just bought myself lunch for tomorrow or dinner for tomorrow.
Absolutely. And even now, I mean, this is, they call it Subway. It's called Subtember, S-U-B, Subtember. So it's all regular footlongs are $5. And some people will say, I don't want a footlong. I can't eat a whole footlong, or I shouldn't eat a whole footlong, or whatever it might be. And I say, that's fine. Well, either A, find somebody to split it with you, or B, take the other half home for dinner, you know, or whatnot. And so there's ways to get around it where you can still get a good value and still eat the right amount of food. But you have to make that decision. You know, it's one of those things that I know for me personally, if I don't think about it, I'll just finish whatever's on my plate.
Well, all right. This gets into what I was about to ask you about, and it's something I think that you're doing with students nowadays. I also had some weight issues and had to lose weight. And what I did was I went on a program where they gave you a diary and you had to write down everything that went in your mouth.
Yep.
And you only knew you had X number of fats, so many proteins,
absolutely,
so many starches a day.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing nowadays that's similar to that?
Well, we're doing a new initiative here in Tennessee at Subway called Fit for Life. We're doing it in the schools and in the elementary and middle schools here, but it's available. You can, for while supplies last, you can stop by your local Subway restaurant and pick one of these forms up. But essentially, it's very simple. You just allows the students, you know, to write down how many hours of exercise they're getting every day, or how many minutes, how much screen time they're taking in every day, which we obviously know we're trying to limit that, how much exercise they're getting, how much play time, how many fruits and vegetable servings a day, how many glasses of water. And I think by writing it down, so as long as they're being honest with themselves about it, even at a younger age, these kids can realize, whoa, maybe I need to drink more water.
And, yeah.
Or, you know, wow, I can't believe I'm watching TV for 4 hours a day. That's not very healthy either. So hopefully by doing that for 2 weeks, which is what we're asking them to do with this form, they can make some progress. They can hopefully, even within that 2 weeks, make progress. But we're hopefully it's going to allow them to create some of these healthier habits that we are knowing so important. And if they can create healthier habits at a young age, they'll hopefully take them with them through teenage life, sure, into adult life. And hopefully we can do something about this whole obesity issue.
And the same thing applies to portion control.
Absolutely.
When you realize that, oh my gosh, I'm eating a 12-ounce steak, which is, you know, 4 servings.
Yes, exactly. and it's so true. I mean, a lot of restaurants you go to, a 12-ounce steak is the smallest one on the menu.
And that's ridiculous.
You know, so you have to be, I always say, you have to be smarter than the food put in front of you. And
I have a food scale. I mean, yeah, I went on this plan, gosh, it's been, 7 or 8 years for me, but it's still, it's almost gives me some peace,
yeah,
to just go home and I've got chicken or whatever,
yep,
to rip off a piece of it, put it on the scale and say, okay, good, that's 5 ounces, I'm,
yep,
done.
Yep.
Now I just fill the rest of the plate with salad, and
absolutely,
that's, and the decision is finished.
Yeah, and that's what I think too. You know, I think education is such a critical part about this. You know, there's a lot of people out there that just don't know what the proper portion size is. They don't know what foods they should and shouldn't be eating. So I think trying to talk to a dietitian, trying to talk to a nutritionist if possible, you know, doing some research on the web, on the internet, there's a lot of resources, yeah, out there for people these days that didn't used to be there. So, but education is critical. And I think, once again, it all goes back, how can we educate these kids at a younger age,
oh,
about,
sure,
nutrition and health?
And you talk about water, which,
yeah,
makes so much more sense,
yep,
than drinking calories.
Absolutely.
I mean,
it's a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
it's a lot cheaper.
I've asked people, and one of the more outrageous things you can say is, well, you could take a glass of sugared soft drink,
mm-hmm,
juice, soda, it doesn't really matter. How many calories are in that? Let's say 200, for,
mm-hmm,
argument's sake. I said, you could drink that and still be hungry. You could eat 200 calories of the worst junk food in the world, like a Twinkie, and at least you'd be full.
Yeah.
At least your,
yes,
body would tell your mind,
yeah,
stop eating.
You've had some food in you. Yeah, exactly. And it's just, I mean, at one point at my highest weight, when I was over 400 pounds, I was drinking 15 or 16 cans of soda a day.
Wow.
I mean, that's just, I was taking in over 2,000 calories a day just in my soda intake. So,
those
obviously
are truly empty,
that,
empty,
yeah,
calories.
Truly empty calories. Not good for your teeth. Not good for anything. But,
right.
And
I mean, it's a nice treat every once in a,
yeah,
while. But
that,
I mean, once
thing,
you,
I mean,
once you get used to diet drinks,
yes,
you know, there's no need to go
you
back.
You accept them, and it's,
yeah,
one of those things. I mean, I never drink regular soda anymore, and
right,
I try to limit even my diet drinks. But you know, you got to enjoy.
Diet sodas have gotten better over,
yeah,
15 years.
Have.
You got to admit, diet
they
sodas
have gotten
remarkably
a lot, yes,
improved.
The flavor has improved dramatically. So Coke Zero is my new go-to.
Oh, brother,
love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. So it's you know, and it's but it's one of those things you got to want to do it. And I said, that's what we were at the school today for here in the area, trying to get that message out. So feel free to stop by your local Subway restaurant while supplies last. Pick up one of these Fit for Life cards. It's a fold-up thing. It could fit in your wallet, fit in your pocket.
Yeah.
And it makes it really easy. It's fun for the kids and hopefully educational and really, you know, when you write it down on paper, as you said, it can mean a whole world of difference to you.
Exactly. Jared Fogel, I really appreciate you taking the time to stop by and visit us here in Tennessee to talk about the good message of watching your portion control, keeping track of your exercise, limiting your screen time. Healthy living,
yeah,
it's not just a temporary thing.
No.
It's a permanent choice for
lifestyle. It's got to be a lifestyle change for the rest of your life. Absolutely true.
All right. Awesome. Jared, thank you very much.
Thank you.